Live. Catch the podcast on kaya959.co.za.
All right. So yesterday, you may remember that we've been speaking. In fact, I think from Monday, we've been speaking about Naledi because there was that incident, unfortunately, that saw 5 children die. And the allegations, obviously, were that they had consumed some snacks from a local tuck shop. We've been watching for some time now and some protests. In fact, we went down there. Our reporter was there a couple of days ago. And lots of groups have decided to either loot some of the stores. Others have asked the stores to shut down. Operation Dudula was also at the forefront. All of that, we spoke to a few officials. The MMC for Public Safety is one of the people we spoke to. He had committed to doing his bit when it comes to what has to be done on the ground. And he is joining us on the line today because they actually went back to Naledi for some township inspections. He'll explain what that means. Dr. Mtlini Tswaku, who's MMC for Public Safety in the city of Johannesburg, is on the line with us. MMC, thanks for making time for us again. Talk to us about your operation in Naledi today.
No, thanks, Pimelo, and good evening to your listeners. Look, I wanted to recap what we did last year and some of the work we actually did and the finding thereof, and reminding people in terms of we were there, these are the things that we found, and when we went there again today, the owner of the store was not around, but he had some people waiting for him. And then
for clarity, What's your role? What were you looking to find in the stores?
All right. On my side, the bylaw that's within the Department of Public Safety, if the store has a plan, mm-hmm. and the plan was approved, and also by the EMS in terms of the safety and fire and everything, since there's a lot of fires.
All right.
And very nice that when I spoke now to the city, to the other departments, I had environmental health coming with me. Mm-hmm. And okay, I had EMS and environmental health and some of the guys from development planning just to look at the map and everything, if the place is compliant or not. Mm-hmm. Okay, of course, when you ask those questions, they don't have any application with the development plan. They have never taken any plans to EMS to check, for fire, compliance with the public place. And we found that on the environmental guy's side, the guys are sleeping there. And then secondly, is that if you check my clip now, of which I'm tweeting, it's just that my media guys are useless, because that's what I wanted to really show the public, is that they were packaging the same chips that have been alleged that these kids have eaten. They were packaging it on the floor. Look at my tweet there. You'll see. I'm showing them here. You see? This is what is happening. So, last year when we met with this guy, I said, okay, I'm getting insulted that I'm defending father shops and everything like that. I said, go in and comply. Go to all the food quality authorities, get application, certificate of acceptance and all of that. And then over and above, I said to them, in case of disasters, you must know what you are going to do. Remove out of those merchandises or off the shelf and all those things. That's number one. Number two, I think that because the local community wanted to really benefit, go out there and say, how is the locals are going to benefit in this thing? Because it looks as if you have mastered all this thing, this is very changed. But locals, they want to benefit. But the guys are stubborn. They don't come back. Hence, now I'm saying that the call, according to our findings, because MMC Amy,
yes,
Umakofela, has been doing investigations and closing the place and finding all the food. Of course, they will open, after the wide and community pressures and all of that, and we will not be there. But the call for me is to say, close the father shop for a period of time, get them to comply, and then probably you can reconsider opening up again. Because at this point in time, I'm trying to lobby the premier, and I haven't spoken to the mayor because he's actually out of the country, that we need to really, really look at the compliance of this. Because, of course, we are having, you know, this analysis now just to link the maybe the murder with the chips and all of that. Because so we're looking into that. But according in terms of the safety standards, and what is it's not complying at all.
But MMC, tell me here. We were speaking to the DG in MMC Annie's office.
Yeah.
And they were telling us that actually they had done in August site inspections and that this particular facility was compliant. So I'm a bit confused. Are we speaking of the same facility?
No, it's fine. No, it's not the same one. Okay. That one, it was fine.
Okay.
I'm saying that I was doing another random check again.
Got you.
Yes. So I'm saying that those are one of the few.
Okay.
Even the one that they actually took me to right now, it was a shop and it was clean, sharp. And I said, you know what, you are engineering things now.
Mm-hmm.
So meaning that now when I do my own undercover and you guys say that I'm chachara, you know, you're taking me to a right place. You take me where you know that there are issues. So they take me to this father shop. It was closed.
Mm-hmm.
We actually had to get the guy. He wanted to bribe me with 1,500.
What?
Yes. Wanted to bribe me with 1,500.
So was he arrested for that?
Yeah, no. They actually took me. I wanted to eat Thailand. He was saying to me like, "Can we talk?"
Wow.
And then I said, "But what do you talk about?" I wanted him to say, you know, okay, you know, but there was no man. And then I said, "But guy, you should have let him to speak." I said, "No, and he wanted we overheard him, but we don't have proof that he wanted to speak to the big boss." And give him money. So, bribe, you look as if bribe, they can go as high as like 1,500.
Meaning, it's evidence. It's evidence that they do bribe officials.
I was even hearing even higher prices, like 2,000 plus. And I said to him, I mean, you can hear me on the clip saying that I'm there. Yeah. When you look at this face here and this color, we're not corruptible. I'm from the EFF. Don't come with that nonsense. Hey, whatever you are thinking in your head, think it. So I said, guys, like, so much money with so much poverty, this thing was still going to, you know, it's going to perpetuate because these people are just going to keep on opening and opening. But, of course, people, they did agree with me that one of many stores, they are not complying at all. Look, those brown chips that were alleged that killed the kids, were being packaged. Go to my Twitter, you'll see, I'm explaining the theory. This is what I'm talking about. And Naledi has like rats. There's a problem with rats. And many of the spaza shops, they keep cats in to catch those rats. And they will use any method to alleviate that, like rat deaths, other, you know, whatever that they will use, like very poisonous. So I'm saying to them, okay, fine. It might not be a problem of the manufacturer. But the problem is that you get this net filled from a warehouse somewhere in Linasia or Fort Peck, and then you come to the shop, you open it. We need to check first if you can repackage. Now the place is proper clean, you've got gloves, and the place is like that. But you don't call any environmental health. And they put all the chips in the bucket there, and then you can see they put those things on the floor after wrapping them up, and then they leave them open like that. You don't know whether there's a rat which just went through there, maybe ate a bit like that. It's like that is open. And I'm like, guys, this is the issue. And that's why I'm saying that a genuine call now, it has come that we've been too long, we've been tolerant, we've asked them to comply. We had meetings, you know, because you don't come in being militant and we have to negotiate with people. You need to ask them nicely, this is what you can do. But those National Spaza Shop Association, they are stubborn. They just want money. They don't want anything. And they're going to keep on killing people because in those spaza shops, I can tell you right now, some other nonsense, some other incident is going to happen. That's why I'm lobbying the Premier, everyone. Guri, Premier, let's have a call that all spaza shops must be closed. And up until there is a proper audit and a proper quality control on food is done, then they can start opening up. A month or 2 months, or else we're going to be burying people like our kids every single time.
MMC, you mentioned the fact that the community was divided on this one. When you went out there today and people saw what you saw, what was the reaction? Are people buying into what you're saying? Are people agreeing with you on the ground?
People are just following us when you're doing the... People are just following us and they see us as tourists. There's a huge interest with the neighbors, the kids. You know, they're just sitting and watching. You know what I mean? It's like, I don't know the feeling. I don't know. I mean, there must be a community engaged. Maybe we must just go there and bring everyone and just listen. But we were there. The store was closed. Some of them, no uproar in that area, but just foreigners. You know, so, yeah, I think that let's do what is right as a government. I think kind of the crowd will always have their own different views. But I think that fundamentally and scientifically, if I look at what is happening there, it's a disaster waiting to happen. And you know, they're still selling the cream with which have hydroquinone, a skin whitening element in those things. They're still selling them there. And they're not approved in South Africa. I showed them there. Gary, okay, I tell you, this is a trend that is happening. They're even selling some cough mixtures, which are like, no, schedule. Some those ones that you must find them in a pharmacy, or you cannot find them anywhere. You know what I mean? Those ones. And those are the kids.
Schedule 6.
Those. The kids use those. They mix them with Sprite.
Yeah. And it's like alcohol.
I said to really them, I did everything to mediate according to the book. I've engaged. We've been very patient. But I think that now it is really the time to really act. And we can't do this on our own as the municipality. I think province can come to the part just to give more weight. And then, you know, we most of them, and engage this guy, said, you are going to be a thing. Let us close. I mean, you've got councillors there as well. You've got the ward committees. So you've got a lot of individuals of which, if the call is made, all of us can assist each other to close the shop. And then the government can check assistance to really comply. And also they can even talk about economic benefits. I mean, maybe it is a good time now to check with you how can the locals as well benefit on the further shops, because they must have it certain percentage as a start at distribution in terms of the economy. I think it is about time now. But look, we're going to have this engagement with talking to the Premier and the EM, but according to myself, I can try and close a certain area, but I think that a widespread effort to every one of us, because there are many of them. I mean, you're looking at over 5,000 further shops in Soweto alone. 5,000, and you close it in this corner, it opens on the other corner. You know, there's a lot of some dynamics there as well, but look, let me hear to the other my colleagues as well engaging with this thing. Maybe the plan is gonna come up now since we've got this relationship between the province ourselves and the national. What will be the approach on this in terms of? But mine will be to advocate that let us close for a while and then let these guys just clean them up. I ask them, why are you sleeping there?
MMC, just tell me, based on the bylaws that they are violating, as JMPD, you could not apprehend anybody?
No, with most of the guys, what you can do is that you can close it or you can take a fine, right? So most of these guys, I mean, for example, even now, I ask them, if you don't have any map, any plan, so I said, no, we will give them a warning. We wait for 7 days. And then if they have not complied, then you must come in. You must close the whole place. So when you come back, the guy is meeting me, opens again. You come in to close. So it's about, for us, maintenance. Just to really want, just to keep them closed. But I'm saying that with the 5,000 class, we will actually close them. It must be an effort of the councillors, community, you know, the patrollers, JMPD, all of us, to really take a stand. Okay, let's close them and then monitor them around the area there. It's something that can be done. But, I mean, with the political will, with my councillors, the leadership, every one of us, and political weight in terms of the premier on the side, a mayor, you know, pronouncing as well. So everyone is in one mind. Because they don't comply. I can tell you right
well,
now.
Well, we expect you to gather everybody, and we need to find finality. We need to see movement in the story. But I really appreciate you giving us an update on this one. And yes, we've retweeted what you've seen and what it is that you were showing everybody. So Dr. Mklini Swaku is MMC for Public Safety in the city of Johannesburg. So clearly, a lot still needs to be done.
If you missed it live, catch the podcast on kaya959.co.za.